This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now listen up. It's the final segment I'm about to be hosting, and then Paul Joseph Watson from London, England takes over. She's a razor sharp. Oh, that's good stuff. Now, we also have the War Room coming up today, 3 p.m. The great Owen Schroyer shall return, as MacArthur said when he returned to the Philippines. And then so much news is breaking. So much is insane. I wouldn't be surprised if you don't see an emergency reporter. You don't see me popping back up because I'm going to get a little haircut here in a minute, and I'm going to come back and be a busy beaver, as they say, because this is such an incredible time. So, I saw a video yesterday of a young man talking about what is in the different spending bills that are total together over $5 trillion they're trying to pass right now. And in there is just a smorgasbord of 50-something billion to community service groups that are really communist groups and vote-buying groups and the rest of it. But in Europe, they've already passed it. Canada has it. They have a methane tax on cow farts. And we've shown you that. It's been going on for a decade now, and it's coming here. So in the House version, it did say $2,000 per cow, and then the Senate had an amendment that blocked it. But then USA Today and others ran around and fact-checked it to say, oh, nobody wants to tax your cows. Really, just type into the new search box, Canada taxes flatulence, Germany taxes, EU, and that there are proposals to tax it. It was in the bill. Just like they want to restrict eating meat, eating red meat. And they, oh, no, we don't want to do that. Okay, we do. Or, oh, we're not going to put a carbon tax on your MasterCard. Now they're doing it even outside of law. And John Kerry said 2 weeks ago, he said, yeah, we're going to have corporations implement this, whether you like it or not. So you can say, oh, look at New York with their vaccine passport. We won't have that here. Oh, no, it's coming to you. So we got to fight it in New York. We got to fight it in Australia. This is a worldwide globalist attack, and we need worldwide unity. So there's an Infowars.com article detailing this. Devastating to agriculture. Farm Bureau sounds off on Biden's Build Back Better. That means tear everything down and then take everything over. That's what Build Back Better means. It means great reset, take over, and then you're a slave, and they build their house of world government on top of your head. That's what Build Back Better means. So devastating to agriculture. Farm Bureau sounds off on Biden's Build Back Better spending bill. It's an excellent little quick article. It's just 2 pages long, and if you read it, you'll know all about what's going on. And how we, quote, are especially grateful to the Senate for passing an amendment that specifically exempts agriculture because that's what they're targeting. But now methane is normally just burned off, and it does nothing but add valuable carbon that creates carbon dioxide that then helps create oxygen through plants. It's the carbon cycle. So now they're going to charge U.S. oil and gas this giant fee so that we can't operate here again, and they've got to import it. China has no controls on their coal plants. We just shut our totally clean ones down. This is economic warfare against this country. And the letter goes on to point out that it kills American competitiveness globally. There's a bunch of other stuff that hurts agriculture in it as well. Remember, they tried before, Democrats, to ban kids even carrying trash out on the farm or helping in any way, calling it child labor, you know, like it's a kid chained to a sewing machine. No, that's the stuff the globalists own in China and places like that. So there's that report. Also, this report just went up on Infowars.com and EuropeWars.com. There's a lot of exclusive stuff on it. Croatian president slams COVID rules. Unbelievable how obedient people are, even when they shouldn't be. And boy, isn't that the truth. Croatian president Zoran Milanovic, I believe I pronounced that right, has again come out against COVID restrictions, seemingly calling the people who stop complying with them. Yeah, he called for that. Do not comply, according to reports. I walked into a room here today and everybody had masks. And why? Everybody is vaccinated, he said during a press conference. Yeah, why is Biden doing it? Keep the fear going when he got his booster. Those who are vaccinated are not in danger. then why are they wearing masks? It's unbelievable how obedient people are, even when they shouldn't be, according to their fake narrative that the thing protects you. The truth is you're in more danger of taking the shot. That's in the new Pentagon AI scan report. It's so critical, and our report exposing Fauci with the former, with current head of the HHS bragging about how it's released a deadly virus to take over in 2019. And that report's the top story at band.video, and it's critical to get it out. If you want to see these war criminals in trouble, Paul Watson takes over. People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with a new natural organic sleep aid when you already have Knockout that works so well with 8 natural ingredients? Well, because when you've taken a certain organic blend for a decade, like I've taken this product I came up with, it doesn't work as well anymore. That's the way herbs work. You go off it a while, come back on it, it works again. So what did I do? I went to the developers and I said, make a totally different formula with a lot of other known natural healthy compounds that make you sleep deep and restful, because that's what helps your immune system, and I want it to be at least twice as strong as Knockout. Okay, be careful when you take it. It's incredibly strong. It's named Down and Out. I don't have time to get into all the ingredients in it, but it is extremely strong. We are extremely proud of it. It is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now. Sold out for more than 4 months. Now back in stock. Get your Down and Out and your Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you for your support because it keeps us on the air.
Worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are back. It is the Summit.News Hour with me, Paul Joseph Watson. And unfortunately for the British people, someone else who is back and who has returned in full force is Professor Lockdown, Professor Pants Down, Professor Neil Ferguson. We're generally speaking getting back to somewhat a level of normality here, at least in England. Wales just passed a vote about an hour ago to mandate vaccine passports. They're doing the same thing in Scotland. Businesses are rebelling against that, which I'm going to get onto. Of course, Northern Ireland has roughly followed the same mandates as England, but they have them more strict. Ireland, the country of Ireland itself, is even more tyrannical. We're going to get into that later as well. But here in England, the Daily Skeptic reports, like Freddy Krueger, Professor Lockdown refuses to admit defeat. This is dailyskeptic.org headline. No matter how many disastrously inaccurate predictions he makes, Professor Neil Ferguson is still doing the rounds of broadcasting studios in the parliamentary estate, brandishing his crystal ball. They're still listening to him with his dire doom-mongering predictions on COVID re-emerging in the winter to justify locking us all down once again for, what, the fifth or sixth time at this count. He's still getting platformed despite having been proven wrong time and time again. His latest appearance was in front of the all-party parliamentary group on coronavirus earlier today, where he warned that Plan B would have to be activated if COVID hospital admissions climb above 1,200 a day. What is Plan B? It's face masks, it's lockdown, and it's vaccine passports. Of course, the government continuously promised not to pass vaccine passports, not to implement them. Then they flip-flopped back and forth, said they would, said they wouldn't. Well, now they're saying they will if the cases rise. And rest assured, they will find the cases. They will find the cases in the coming couple of months. England may have to resort to its winter COVID plan B, which has been the main plan all along. If daily hospital admissions for coronavirus reach 1,200, Professor Lockdown Neil Ferguson said today, face mask, social distancing and vaccine passports will all be on the agenda if that happens, and it's all being implemented once again off the back of advice of an idiot who has been shamefully proven wrong time and time again. This is the same guy who said there would be 200,000 COVID cases a day if we lifted the restrictions here in England back in July. In reality, the COVID cases, even with them testing school kids, I think there's a report today which says 100,000 school kids are off school because of ridiculous COVID testing bumping the numbers up. Of course, if you're a kid and you want to bunk off school, it's very easy to do so. You just test a piece of fruit and it'll come back positive and you get a week off school, kind of thing I would have done back in the day. That's why we're seeing cases, again, rising, but they're not rising enough. The average of COVID cases per day in England, or in the whole of the UK, actually, over the past month or so, has kind of plateaued at around 35,000. Far, far lower than the 200,000 COVID cases a day predicted by Professor Pants Down Neil Ferguson. Of course, his advice, his fake phony modelling, was the foundation of the government's initial lockdown strategy, where he said that 500,000 people in the UK would die of COVID if they didn't follow his advice. He's proven wrong then. You can go back 2 decades with this guy. He was talking about 65,000 people dying from swine flu. In reality, 457 lost their lives. He was talking about Spanish flu, estimated 50 million deaths, of course, back in 1918. He said that the bird flu outbreak could potentially rival the Spanish flu outbreak. In reality, the bird flu strain, of course, caused only 455 deaths worldwide. So he got the swine flu wrong. He got the bird flu wrong. He said Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, mad cow disease, would cause tens of thousands of deaths in the UK. Actually, 150,000 deaths, he predicted, with foot and mouth disease. Remember back in 2001 when the farmers across the United Kingdom had to burn millions and millions of livestock. It was apocalyptic. It was dystopian. It was economically crippling for the farming industry, put countless people out of business. Then, of course, you have the horror of having to kill millions of healthy animals and burn them on pyres. England was literally a smoke-filled apocalypse for a number of weeks because of this foot-and-mouth hysteria. He was the guy behind that. 150,000 deaths from foot-and-mouth disease. The actual number of deaths was a fraction of that, 178, an infinitesimal fraction. Swine flu, bird flu, foot and mouth disease, wrong, wrong, wrong. COVID, wrong again. COVID second wave, with the lifting of restrictions earlier this summer, wrong again. Why is anyone still listening to him? Doesn't even listen to himself. During the first lockdown, he travelled back and forth across London to meet this left-wing mistress cheating on his wife time and time again. When he was telling the government, Prime Minister, that this would kill 500,000 people in the UK. It was that deadly. It was that serious. He didn't treat it very seriously. He was shagging his married mistress time and time again, travelling in violation of lockdown time and time again. This is the guy. Again, for headline, former Sage advisor admits he thought we couldn't get away with Chinese-style lockdown in Europe. He said he thought we couldn't get away with, those were his words, imposing communist Chinese-style lockdowns in Europe because they were too draconian. Then China did it, Italy did it, everyone rolled over and submitted and cowed like jellyfish, and then they did it in the United Kingdom, and then they ratcheted it up time and time again. So now it's the same guy who's been proven wrong on swine flu, bird flu, foot and mouth, COVID. He's still advising the government. Why? Why is anyone still listening to this utter clown? Absolutely incredible. Meanwhile, a bit of good news, actually, in the UK, although Wales just passed the vaccine passport, so that's going to be happening. Scottish venues rebel against vaccine passport scheme. It was a total disaster. After the new system went into place on Friday morning, venues such as football stadiums and nightclubs were expected to begin mandating proof of vaccination as a condition of entry. And remember, part of England's plan for Plan B, the new lockdown this coming winter, is that you're not even going to be able to present proof of negative test. You have to present proof of vaccination because it's not about public health, it's about mass compliance. Even though people are dying every day double jabbed. We've got another case of that recently. They admit their vaccine is so pathetic that fully vaccinated people can pass it on. So you can prove you don't have the virus, but you're not getting into the nightclub. You're only getting into the nightclub if you prove you've conformed, rolled over like a spineless jellyfish. But problems emerged in Scotland Within hours of this being launched, an Aberdeen Football Club fan reported issues with the app. They weren't able to buy tickets. Now you can't even buy tickets without proving you've been vaccinated. You don't even need to go to the door. They came out and told their fans, quote, nobody will be asked to show proof of vaccine. The nightclub owners, the hospitality chiefs, came out immediately after and said, this is, quote, farcical. It's an omni-shambles, it was called in the Scottish Parliament. It completely failed within hours of being launched. So the government's now had to say, none of these businesses have to enforce vaccine passport mandates until October 18th. Will it work on October 18th? That remains to be seen. That's a positive. Of course, we've seen in France with the restaurants, bars and cafes there, they had the initial PR wave of the cops coming out and harassing people in cafes, checking their medical papers. That was for the cameras, for the news headlines only. It lasted 2 days. Then everyone started having giant picnics camping in the street outside these businesses, and they stopped enforcing the vaccine passport. A similar thing happened in Israel and all these other countries. Later on, though, we're going to talk about how Ireland is actually refusing people now who've been double jabbed if they can't properly prove they've had the vaccine a couple of weeks beforehand, and they're not even letting in double vaccinated people into some venues in Ireland. It's incredible, and it's not going to stop until people stop complying altogether. Summit.news will be back. Don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, of course, one area in which this COVID tyranny is being enforced behind closed doors, at least to many of the parents, is within schools. You've got massive testing of students, especially here in the UK, to bump those numbers up right in time for winter so they can have another lockdown. You also have the parents who complain about things like COVID mandates, mask mandates, being now demonized literally as domestic terrorists. There's a headline here out of informationliberation.com. AG Merrick Garland orders FBI to mobilize against anti-CRT parents. Attorney General Merrick Garland is sicking the FBI on parents speaking out at school board meetings against anti-white critical race theory being taught in public schools. And of course, what you've seen in addition to that at these public school board meetings is parents speaking out against making toddlers wear mask mandates. It's literally crippling their development. It's making their language skills harder to develop because they can't see people's mouths. They can't learn in that way, which is absolutely crucial to their development in those key early years, because these masks are smothering the teachers, they're smothering the kids with them. Christopher Rufo tweeted, Attorney General Merrick Garland has instructed FBI to mobilize against parents who oppose critical race theory and mask mandates, I will add. Letter follows the National School Boards Association's request to classify protests as domestic terrorism. They're literally classifying parents who say they don't want their kids to be taught to hate themselves, that they're now domestic terrorists, that they're anti-COVID extremists if they don't want their toddlers to wear face diapers, which is crippling their psychological development, which I'm going to get into in a moment. But we had this video earlier today, and the dystopia just sinks into deeper and deeper abyss on a daily basis, doesn't it? Headline, creepy video shows teacher making toddlers sing pro-mask nursery rhyme. We have the video, let's play it, I'll come back and talk about it. But here is the clip of the Karen teacher trying to teach these kids to sing this dystopian song. Here it is.
2, 3. I wear a mask to school. I wear a mask to school. Hi ho the Dario, I wear a mask to school. It helps to keep me safe. It helps to keep me safe. Hi-ho the Dario, it helps to keep me safe. It keeps my friends safe. It keeps my friends safe. Hi-ho the Dario, it keeps my friends safe. And let me see a hooray! Put your hands up in the air!
I'm wearing a mask to school. I'm wearing a mask to school. You can imagine what this creature looks like, can't you? They all look the same, don't they? A lot of physiognomy going on right there with the Karens, with the mask enforcers. And the kids were so enthusiastic, weren't they, to learn that song and to repeat it. This is what's happening. This is why you should homeschool your kids if you can afford it. But in this article, I flash back, because these masks are literally making kids lose IQ points in schools from a very early age, where they're very susceptible to failure as a result of a cognitive failure from not learning language correctly. We highlighted the study that found mean IQ scores of young children born during the pandemic have tumbled by as much as 22 points, while verbal, motor, and cognitive performance have all suffered as a result of lockdown and mask mandates. We had an article in Forbes magazine, which was written by an education expert, and he asserted that forcing school children to wear face masks was causing massive psychological trauma. That article started to go viral on social media, and lo and behold, Forbes deleted it. Earlier this summer, sociology professor Robert Dingwall vowed to stop wearing a face mask in solidarity with children and the disabled, asserting he won't be lectured by mask proponents on the morality of not covering up. He said he was doing it to show solidarity with people with communication difficulties, whether auditory and unable to lip read, as well as for small children whose education has been disrupted by the lack of visual clues, especially in language development. It's causing untold harm to their cognitive development. It's child abuse. And all these hopped-up Karen teachers are just reveling in it. Absolutely reveling in it, as you saw with that cringe video. Meanwhile, back in the UK, still ties in with coronavirus, UK military wants to spy on social media to detect change in population sentiment. Well, we know they're already doing this. They're just coming out in the open and admitting it. Because as Laura Dodsworth revealed in a book that I've talked about many times before, the entire compliance method by which Brits were forced to be obedient to mask mandates, to lockdown mandates, whereas normally they wouldn't be, was achieved via the weaponization of psychological behavioral psychology, foisted upon the British public to make them more terrified of the virus than they needed to be. We've seen the survival rates for COVID, especially in healthy people, not something that you would treat on the same level as the plague or the Spanish flu, but that's what we were subjected to in the early days of the first lockdown. All deliberate and all tied in with these extra governmental bodies that don't use data, scientific data, don't use the history of how to handle a pandemic. They weaponize behavioral psychology because their main goal was not to inform the public, it was to terrify the public. And the military was part of this. The military, of course, that's supposed to focus on foreign adversaries. There's a division of the British Army called the 77th Brigade, which uses legitimate non-military levers as a means to adapt behaviors of opposing forces and adversaries. And in this case, the opposing force and the adversary is the British population. So that is a unit within the military that goes onto Twitter, floods social media with pro-mask, pro-vax, pro-lockdown responses to tweets that go viral. So we literally have the British military, which is supposed to be fighting foreign adversaries, now turning inwards because we are now the adversaries. And this came to the fore again with this UK Ministry of Defence report, which inadvertently revealed its plan to spy on social media platforms in order to detect, quote, changes in population sentiment. So again, they detect those changes so they can adapt their own propaganda, their own approach to it, because apparently we're now the enemy. Despite ostensibly being about better use of existing silos, the MOD's data strategy for defense document explains how the military should move towards automated scanning of social media platforms to detect, quote, change in population sentiment. Again, they're already doing it, they're just admitting to it. The Register report, and nowhere does the document explain why a strategy paper has gone so far off the beaten track that it promotes collecting data the MOD doesn't have and using it for decidedly non-military purposes, again, because we are now the new enemy. So again, they've got the military, they've got behavioral psychologists working with the government, completely illegal, to terrify the public into mass obedience to lockdown rules by exaggerating the threat posed by COVID. By lying about the death numbers, I've spoken about it many times before. You can go on the UK government's official website, someone asked them how many people have died of COVID with no underlying conditions, and the true figure was 10% of the official death toll of COVID, with COVID, the only thing being on the death certificate being COVID. It was 1/10 of the official death toll, yet we're confronted with that. We're told by people like Professor Neil Ferguson that 500,000 people are going to die. They lie to us time and time again. And they're using the military now to do it because we are the enemy in the New World Order. Summit.news, we'll be back. Don't go away.
I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going from 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days, 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock, 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Earth Crystal Iodine Survival Select 2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar, and I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
Well, we're constantly reminded, especially in Europe, of how much of a strength diversity is. Well, now it appears that diversity doesn't include white people. There were some very strange comments made on a popular Irish television show a couple of days ago. about diversity, about multiculturalism. This is a show that celebrates people from other nationalities entering Ireland and prospering. But that prospering doesn't seem to extend to Ireland's native population. I'm going to come back and talk about this, but here's the clip first of all. TV show weirdly celebrates demographic decline of white people. Here it is. A guest on a TV show in Ireland made bizarre comments in which he appeared to celebrate the demographic decline of white people. The program, which is being aired by the TG4 channel, takes the viewer on a, quote, whirlwind tour of Ireland, meeting all the great people from overseas who now call Ireland their home. The host was interviewing a guest about how Ireland is now home to numerous different nationalities. Then he casually dropped this remark.
And I was like, where are you from? She goes, me man's from China and me dad is from Africa. I'm like, whoa! Ireland is unique now. We're mixed. Because I can imagine in 10 years' time, there's going to be Barack Obama's walking around, Beyonce's, and different sorts. Mixture of people. So the whites are going extinct here now, so we're taking over.
Wait, what?
The whites are going extinct here now, so we're taking over.
Hang on a minute. Was that supposed to be a joke? If so, I'm still waiting for the punchline. Does diversity mean all different colors and creeds living in harmony? Or does it mean no white people? Because if its biggest champions are saying the latter, that's somewhat concerning. If multiculturalism means people from all different cultures and backgrounds coexisting in peace, why are you singling out and excluding one specific ethnicity from that society? Really makes you think. If I made similar comments about any other ethnicity, I'd be monstered and demonized. Yet this is broadcast on Irish national television on a channel that gets 650,000 viewers a day. And no one bats an eyelid. TG4TV posted a tweet promoting the show, but then hastily deleted it after being ratioed in the thread. They then tweeted it again, but this time blocked anyone from being able to comment. Almost like people aren't okay with virulent racism being thinly disguised as progressive virtue signaling. Perhaps that's why the capital, Dublin, was plastered with Clown World posters not so long ago. Ireland is unique now. We are mixed. How is that unique from virtually any other European country? It's exactly the same as almost every other European country. In fact, Ireland is so on board with diversity. It recently crowned its first black Miss Ireland, former refugee Pamela Uber. So why the need for such bigoted, exclusionary rhetoric? We all want to be inclusive, don't we? Can't we all just get along? So again, you've seen the narrative in the media time and time again. Whenever anyone expresses any kind of concern about what importing a large group of people from different countries into European countries, what effect that has on the European country, if you present that in anything other than a glowing, gracious, positive way, you're demonized as the worst kind of racist imaginable. You've seen this with Tucker Carlson over recent weeks. And it's a conspiracy theory, it doesn't exist. But if you're celebrating the demographic decline of white people as a good thing, then suddenly it does exist, and you're the best virtue signaler on Irish television, according to this guy's perspective. You know, Ireland is apparently such a racist country, as I made the point in our article, that they crowned a black refugee activist from South Africa as Miss Ireland. Now, I'm not saying that this woman is unattractive, but do you think she was given the crown of Miss Ireland because she was a black refugee left-wing activist from South Africa, or was she given the crown because she was more attractive than the other contestants in that pageant? I'll leave that one up to you. Of course, the winner of Miss Ireland complained about Ireland being racist when they gave her the crown. Of course she did. He said, quote, Ireland is becoming more and more multicultural. The headline for this, by the way, is former refugee becomes first black woman to win Miss Ireland, complains about racism. Ireland is becoming more and more multicultural. And it's great to see more of us being represented in the media and in Ireland as a whole, but not white people, apparently, who can go extinct and like it. The world is becoming more and more diverse because we're able to travel so freely. Don't think Nigeria is becoming more diverse, is it? In fact, she's from South Africa, which has become less diverse in terms of less white people over the past 20 years, partly due to violent racist attacks on white people. So seems that only certain countries are becoming more diverse. Others seem to be going the other way. Interesting that, isn't it? Meanwhile, record numbers of boat migrants from North Africa, the Middle East, Afghanistan particularly, in recent weeks, continue to arrive in the UK. They're welcomed, clothed, taken care of, given free food, free money, housed in 3- and 4-star hotels. That's not going very well, as I made the point last week. Meanwhile, Polish journalists are being denied entry to the UK because of their opinions. We have that clip here. This is Polish journalist Rafał Zimkowicz, who was detained and interrogated at Heathrow Airport this past weekend for his opinions. Here's the clip. The Polish journalist has been refused entry to the UK because of his opinions. Rafał Zimkowicz was detained and interrogated for 3 hours at Heathrow Airport on Saturday. His crime? Wrong thing. According to the British Border Force, Zimkowicz holds views that are, quote, at odds with British values and likely to cause offence. This is the same Border Force that acts as a taxi service for anonymous migrants from politically unstable countries. Maybe if Zimkowicz had just arrived in Dover in a dinghy, he'd be welcomed with open arms and given free food and accommodation. As it is, he's a bit right-wing, so he's been booted out of the country. Zimkowicz said he wasn't even trying to enter the country for any political reason. He was accompanying his daughter for the start of her academic year at Oxford University. During his 3-hour interrogation, Zimkowicz was searched, photographed, and had his fingerprints taken. Polish Deputy Foreign Minister Paweł Jabłonski said it would be, quote, a reason for great concern if it was confirmed that Zimkowicz had been banned for his political views. The journalist is by no means the first person to be banned from Britain for holding controversial opinions. Dutch politician Geert Wilders was banned for anti-Islam rhetoric, although the ban was later overturned on appeal. Talk show host Michael Savage, who at one point had one of the biggest radio shows in all of America, was banned in 2019 for, quote, fostering hatred. The bar for that seems to be getting increasingly lower these days, doesn't it? So they have Polish journalists being treated like absolute scum, like thought criminals, like terrorists, because, again, they want to limit mass immigration. Meanwhile, we have a government in the United Kingdom importing migrants at record levels, giving them free homes, free hotel accommodation, free food at taxpayer expense. That's not going too well at the hotels in which these refugees are being housed, which have basically been turned into refugee camps at the moment, while the hotels still have paying guests because they're being paid by the government for rooms that would otherwise be empty, or they get 1/5 of the payment for those rooms in places like Scarborough. Meanwhile, Senator Cotton warns hundreds of unknown Afghans escaping into US from military bases. Hundreds of unvetted and undocumented refugees rescued from Afghanistan. Apparently they're all interpreters, you know, lawyers and doctors. But they're fleeing military bases and just disappearing into the US. He also details multiple crimes committed in evacuee facilities, including a report of a group of male Afghan evacuees assaulting a female service member at Fort Bliss. An Afghan evacuee allegedly sexually assaulting young boys, Bacha Barzi, you're importing that now, good luck, at Fort McCoy in Wisconsin. Another Afghan evacuee, again, you know, interpreters, lawyers, doctors, reasonable people, reportedly choked his wife at Fort McCoy. State Department has raised concern about child trafficking by older Afghan men. So apparently, this is the kind of diversity that we're importing both into the United Kingdom and into the United States, under the justification, ludicrous as it is, that all these people are skilled workers and interpreters. They're not. Most of them are economic migrants. Meanwhile, actual journalists are being barred from the UK, interrogated and searched.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T DROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Of course, last week we had the NBA stars come out and say basically, I'm young, I'm fit, I'm healthy. I've got an infinitesimal chance of dying from the COVID virus. I've got an equal or better chance of having complications from the vaccine. Why should I take it? Well, it's because like everyone at every other level of society, they've been bullied, threatened and intimidated into taking it. And you saw the same process with footballers, or soccer, as you call it, in terms of the Qatar World Cup, which is set to take place next year, with authorities, sporting authorities, telling footballers they would need to be double vaccinated to be able to take part in the Soccer World Cup. BT.com Sport reports some vaccinated players and fans could still be allowed to attend Qatar World Cup. They've had to backtrack. Players and fans who are not fully vaccinated against COVID could still be allowed to attend the Qatar World Cup next year. They're saying that they may give them the option of presenting proof of having recovered from the virus, which, as we know, is about 27 times more effective than getting the vaccine, according to the Israeli study. Can't talk about that, though, even though Pfizer representatives are now admitting it. That gets banned off social media. Or evidence of negative tests. And again, why would you mandate just the vaccine if someone can provide a negative test when that's far better proof that they're not going to pass it on? So they've had to back down on this. And the reason why is contained in a headline that we had last week. Report only 7 Premier League clubs have more than 50% vaccinated players. And again, these guys are under the same societal pressures as everyone else, if not more so, because they're being told that they need to be the example to the kids and to others to get double vaccinated. But despite a massive PR push to encourage vaccination, only 7 of the 20 Premier League football clubs have more than 50% of the players in their squads fully jabbed. So the squads are about 25 to 30 players in number, and only 7 of those clubs out of 20 have more than half of those squad members fully vaccinated. The figure was revealed in a Sports Mail report about Premier League plan to reward teams who have high vaccination rate. That means punish the ones that don't. So that was revealed. And again, why are men in their 20s, mainly in their early to late 20s in terms of Premier League footballers, refusing the COVID jab? Again, because they're obsessed about health and fitness. They've read the studies. They've looked at the numbers, the likelihood of them having serious complications from COVID versus the likelihood of them having serious complications from the vaccine. And they've chosen to take their chances and not take the vaccine, which is commendable and actually very impressive that they haven't been bullied into it by the sporting authorities and by their own employers, by the clubs, forcing the sporting authorities in Qatar to back down and now say that they're not going to have to be vaccinated to take part in soccer's biggest tournament on the world stage. So more good news there. Not so good news in Ireland. Talked about Ireland earlier. We're going to return to Ireland now. And go to this clip. A YouTuber, despite being double vaccinated, tried to get into a restaurant in Ireland in his hometown and was refused entry because he didn't have the proper medical papers. Let's go to that clip. Here it is.
We were actually denied entry in there, in Nimmo's, because you have to wear your mask, but you also have to show that you've been double vaccinated. Now, we've both been double jabbed. And we've both been double vaccinated. However, I showed them my NHS barcode, which they said, first of all, didn't show up. They were being really strict about it. And the barcode, they said that basically, you're not double jabbed. I said, I am, and this is my NHS pass. And they said, well, you need a different pass, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they let that one go, and they said, fair enough, whatever. Then we showed them yours.
Yeah.
And Daniel's had his jab in...
I had one in Spain and one in here.
He had one in Spain in Tenerife and then one here, which was like 2 or 3 days ago or whatever.
No, 29th.
29th, and it's now the... what is it now? It's now the 3rd. And what they're saying is basically that you haven't been vaccinated long enough. You've got to leave it so many days, even though you've got your digital pass.
Yeah.
And they refused his entry.
Well, it's almost the worst. I PCR'd, which, you know, not so long ago, which means I'm clear, and I came up clear.
You came up clear,
travel,
yeah.
I flew in an airplane, so there's no issues with that.
Yeah.
I flew on a plane and I can't go to a restaurant.
And they won't let us into the restaurant.
It's sad, considering it's my own country, this is where I'm from, and that, you know, I'm double jabbed, done a PCR test, and a restaurant in Galway, in my hometown, won't let me into the restaurant.
So this is how strict...
application.
Yeah.
And on the 22nd of October, this is all going to disappear. You're not going to need any of this.
So actually denied entry into a restaurant in Galway, Nimmo's, because even though you double jabbed, they said you haven't had it long enough, so they wouldn't let us in. They were really strict about it. Now, I don't know what you guys think. I personally think that this is beyond a joke.
I'm going to think on a business side of it, right? So basically, I can understand where they're coming from as a business, right? Because as a business person, you know, they're taking a risk. You know, they could end up getting fined if it's not 100% right. So I know where they're coming from. I don't agree. What I don't agree with is this law that you can't go in. You know what I mean? That you're this. But then I don't know. I'm not an expert in this stuff, and I don't like really commenting on it, but it is disappointing. I mean, I've double jabbed, I've been PCR'd, so I'm clear, and I'm not able to go in there.
I find it very disappointing.
You could get on an aeroplane.
We've been in other bars, we've been in other restaurants, so Nimmo's, I find it very, very disappointing. So, personally, I would bar this restaurant, I'd boycott it.
No, I wouldn't boycott it. No, because I'm a business owner, and I understand where they're coming from, and I understand that what they're doing is protecting their business. They have a good business, it's successful, and if they go against the law or do something that's not correct, they have to deem it the right way, so they're doing it the best that they can.
But you've been to
I don't agree with the what they're being told to do. That's what I don't agree with, but I don't agree with what they're being told to, and I've been let into other places. They're doing what they seem is right, and they're protecting their business, so I fully think that they're doing what they feel is right. They have to protect their business. So.
What do you think? What's your thoughts? Pop it in the comments down below. I personally think we've been into other places. It's starting to rain now. I think it's wrong personally. Anyway, different kind of vlog. Started off to be a restaurant vlog and started off to be a food review. However, unfortunately, we can't show you in Nimmo's because they won't let us in because you've not been double jabbed.
Yeah. Well, I have been double jabbed.
You have been for as many days.
Yeah.
For the right amount of days. So it started to rain. Tell me what your thoughts are in the description, in the comment section down below. It's starting to rain.
Fancy an Indian?
Yeah, I'm really disappointed, to be honest. So do you know what? I just think it's all wrong. It's absolute crazy. It's literally.
Especially across the pond. No masks.
No masks, nothing.
You can go in. There's no.
I personally think it's discrimination. But there we go. I mean, we have been double jabbed. We've been.
There you have it. And of course, this is all supposed to be lifted in Ireland on October 22nd. But then again, we've had the CEOs of Pfizer, of Moderna, come out and say repeatedly, no, life's not going to go back to normal for the unvaccinated. It's only going to go back to somewhat normality for the people who take continual booster jabs. So the idea that this is all going to be dropped on October 22nd, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. Because we previously highlighted a branch of Costa Coffee in Ireland under the same law, where on the door of the shop they said, if you're not double vaccinated, get out. You can sit outside in the rain. So that's what's happening in Ireland. Meanwhile, Emmy award-winning stylist dies of COVID despite being fully vaccinated. Many such cases. This is Mark Pilcher, who died of COVID despite having no underlying health condition and being double vaccinated. He died of COVID, not the vaccine. Okay. And his friend, Irish actress Nicola Coughlan, reacted to Pilcher's unfortunate death by coming out and encouraging people to take the vaccine. Makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Meanwhile, Zero Hedge reports, not supposed to happen, US state with highest vax rates, sees record surge in COVID cases. Same thing happened in Israel. Vermont, the state with the highest vaccination rate in the United States, is experiencing a virus surge at levels not seen since the pandemic's peak. They are at 69% vaccination rate, which compares to the national average in the US of 56%, and yet now they've got a huge spike in COVID cases. Telegraph reports COVID was spreading virulently in Wuhan as early as summer 2019, reports suggest. But again, anyone who talked about that as recently as 6 months ago, anyone who talked about gain-of-function research, the fact that the bats lived hundreds of miles away and were nowhere near Wuhan, but they were in the lab, anyone who talked about that as recently as 6 months ago got banned by the very same people, Dr. Fauci, Peter Daszak, tasked with fact-checking on Facebook and all these other social media networks. They are in control, and they were in control of the cover-up from the start. That's it. War Room is next. Summit.news. Don't go away.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you.
I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.